Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We thank you so much for joining us. And you can call us at 281-833-3333. Why in the world would you call us? Because we're a Home Show Garden Pros.
Because you have questions.
I know you've got questions. You're
and if you have the questions, somebody else has the questions. So don't be scared.
Right. And I want you to call in and ask the question because I probably have it. And when I have it, I can see Sherry, you know, she's like, Sandy, really? So you call in and ask my question for me.
I don't have a good poker face,
do I? At 281-833-3333. Now, she's not giving you the poker face. She's giving me. Because yeah. I think Sherry thinks I should know better.
Aww.
So they have been such a great help. I'm telling you, this gardening thing is super fun. It's easy. Don't make it a chore. Just enjoy it. It's a great relief for me.
Yeah. And if you're doing the right thing, it's not as much work.
Yeah. And sometimes we do the wrong things and that's okay.
And the right thing might cost you a little bit of money in the beginning, but the payoff is great.
Right, right.
When you can just sit back and enjoy.
Yeah. I had my Charlie go and pick something up for me because he was
I heard about it.
Yeah. And he was like, wow, I didn't know that it cost that. And I was like, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. It's a concentrate, so it's fine.
Yes.
It's fine.
It makes many gallons.
Like, yes, look at the beauty
right.
that we're producing in the backyard.
I love, you know, getting my family involved. I like getting my kids. I'm like, and I get to, you know, spend time with them and educate them. And they're like, oh, well, I didn't know that. Well, that's why. And
get them out of the, we call it, get them out of the cloud.
Yeah.
Out of the phone.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Into the real clouds.
Yeah.
Fresh air and the dirt. Yep. Yes, it's wonderful. So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and Sherry and I are here every Saturday morning, kind of guiding the ship here. And Sherry's answering your questions because she's a lifelong expert on anything green and colorful out in your lawn and garden. And Isaac is here from Spring Gardens Nursery taking your question. And Isaac, we have got Mike on the line who would like to talk to you. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I have a question about Blue Point Juniper. The tip of one of them has turned kind of brown. Somebody said it was spider mites. I'm wondering if that can be controlled, and I do have four others. I'm wondering if it's going to spread pretty quickly.
I mean, it's important if you can, you know, I always recommend, you know, to take a picture. It could be spider mites. Usually that's when it's hotter and dry, but I mean it could be, you know, early spider mites. And you said it's just the tip of it?
Yes, the tip, and it showed up in the last couple of days. So I'm hoping I'm ahead of whatever issue it might be.
Yeah.
So you can actually look for spider mites by you know, clipping off the tip and then taking a piece of white paper, tap it aggressively on the paper, and then run your finger over. And if you see little streaks of kind of
orangish red.
Yeah, it's their blood.
Yeah.
Because you've smeared them. Then you know you have spider mites. Okay.
Okay.
So that's how I would look for spider mites.
Right.
So, and then if you don't find the little streaks, then you don't have spider mites. Then we got to go to plan B, which could be a root rot.
Right.
That gets on junipers, or have they been newly planted? Could it be a transplant shock? Could it be a water issue?
Yeah.
So we got a process of eliminate.
These were planted probably about 6 years ago, and I did take a picture and go up to Warren's yesterday. They thought that it might be the spider mite, so I'll try the recommendation that you made.
Yeah.
Should I cut off the tip, or is that something that's salvageable?
No, I'd go ahead and cut off the tip, like Sherry said, and then just get a white paper and just kind of tap a little bit, and you'll see, you know, small little things.
Yeah, but if it is spider mites and you do treat it, yes, you can cut the tips of the brown off because that will never re-green.
Right.
And then feed them and do like a seaweed drench to try to promote some growth.
So the treatment is to trim them?
Well, the treatment, if he has spider mites, is to use an acephate-type insecticide.
Okay.
I would do a spray and a drench.
Right.
But if you don't have spider mites, then we've got to look more towards root rot. We've got a process of eliminate. Yeah. But either way, you can cut the brown off and feed them and promote some new growth.
And feed with, you suggested the seaweed, the super
well,
seaweed.
Feed with fertilizer like a 6-2-4 like a granular, and then water with the seaweed.
Right. Mm-hmm. It could be a water issue because I think it was about a week ago we got, you know, several inches of rain.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's planted low or if he's got a low spot there, it could be, you know, holding water.
So process of eliminate.
Yeah.
Rule out the bugs first, and then we'll move forward after that.
All right. I appreciate you guys' help on this.
You bet. Right. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
Let us know how it goes. So, you know, he can give us a call next weekend and let us know, you know, if he's maybe figured something else out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Ah, where is that?
Meet Jane. Jane is frustrated and stressed because Jane is wildly disorganized. In comes Shelf Genie.
There you are. That was easy. Thanks, Shelf Genie.
Shelf Genie makes your life easier one glide-out shelf at a time. A design consultant comes to your home, assesses your needs, and goes over options to make your daily routine as seamless as possible. Be like Jane. Make good choices. Book a free design consultation with Shelf Genie today. ShelfGenie.com/Houston.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Sandy and Sherry are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls and your questions and your concerns about your garden and lawn at 281-833-3333. Such an easy number. 281-8 and then the rest are threes.
Yes.
And Sherry has got some yummy stuff to talk to you about.
Well, yeah. Nelson's Plant Food.
Yes.
Yummy for your plants.
Absolutely.
You got to feed them. They're hungry. Right. People don't realize that. So Nelson's Plant Food has a whole line of species-specific plant foods. So your roses like to eat rose food, and plumeria like to eat plumeria food. So you can feed each species according to what their specific needs are. But they also have this amazing line of lawn fertilizers. So the Turf Star line of fertilizers. Mm-hmm. So right now it's time for Bruce's Brew, if you haven't done it yet.
Yep.
But if you have done the Bruce's Brew and you're ready for your next fertilization, we're going to switch over to Slow and Easy. So what these are blends of high quality nitrogens. The Bruce's Brew is going to give you a real quick release and then a slow sustained release. And then the Slow and Easy is just slow release nitrogen sources. So if you need to green it up and get it going, apply the Bruce's Brew. If you want to maintain that growth, then hit it with the Slow and Easy. But got to get your Nelson's Plant Food.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's made in Texas for Texas. By the guys in Belleville, Dean and Julie Nelson. They've been doing it for 40 years. So you know they know what they're doing.
Right.
So you can find it at all your Home Show Garden Pros. If you want to go to homeshowgardenpros.com for more information or nelsonsplantfood.com.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about the species specific.
Mm-hmm.
They also have that Color Star.
Color Star is kind of their all-purpose.
Yes, and I used an entire container of Color Star yesterday because I'm waiting for Mother Nature. So if she doesn't come tonight, I better get out there and sprinkle it some more.
But I mean, I can't tell you more. If you're going to fertilize, get out and do it before the rain.
The pH of the rain, it
waters everything in. It releases the fertilizers faster.
Right, and Isaac, you were looking at the weather, and we're going to get rain, right?
That's what they're saying tonight.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Isaac, the weatherman.
It's going to happen.
Right.
So get out there and get all of those products we were talking about and get them in your lawn and garden because it's going to be wonderful.
Two of my favorite products that they have is the Color Star Plus.
Uh-huh.
It's the plus because it has a fungicide in it, and I really like that. It's amazing. I've been putting it out on all my plants. Just last week, I had some Esperanza that I just had brought in, and they were like a little older. They were in 1 gallon, and I just sprinkled a little bit of Color Star on them, and like within a week, they greened up. They were blooming.
Nice. It's great stuff. Yeah. I needed some perky in some of my lilies, and I used that Color Star, and I can't wait. So, Isaac, we've got Sherry on the line for you. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hey, what you got for
Isaac?
Well, I'm having problems with the weeds staying ahead of me in my flower beds.
Oh, yeah.
What can I do to slow it down or get rid of them? These beds have been in there for 15 years, and I spend more time weeding flower beds than I do anything else.
Well, I think the first step is to identify, you know, what kind of weeds, because there's a problem if they've been there, you know, the same weeds or they've been there that long. Mm. I think it's important that we identify what kind of weeds. And you're getting these weeds because of some kind of deficiency or some kind
or excess,
right. Mm-hmm. So you've got some kind of problem, you know, in your soil. So I think it would be very important to identify what kind of weeds and maybe, you know, do a little investigating if you're not getting enough water, if it's too much water.
Sherry, what part of town are you in?
I'm in Highlands, Texas, out by Baytown.
Okay. So we need to get, like he said, an identification if it's sedge or if it's just tissuey little weeds. Right. Do you know the difference?
This is...
Is it grassy looking or is it more just broadly?
Some of it's grassy looking. Some of it that grows like right by my yucca plants. Mm-hmm. It grows like underneath my yucca plants and around my lemon trees. Is a vine, like a almost a purplish green vine.
Okay. Yeah, so
it attaches to the root and it's hard as heck to try to pull up.
Yeah, I would take pictures and try to send them to Home Show Garden Pros website and we can get identification. You know, some of them are there just because the opportunity is available. Right. You know, if you don't have competition through plant growth, then you'll have weeds come up.
Right.
And so how we can kind of stifle that a little bit is regular mulching. Mm-hmm. Or if you have more of a xericscape, like with your yucca, I think you just said a red yucca, you could do a weed barrier and a rock cover to kind of cut down on the amount of weeds. But I think identification, like Isaac said, is going to be key. Then
this vine that comes up underneath the yucca, it even grows through. I do need to put some more mulch down, but it even grows when I do have mulch in it.
Mm-hmm.
It even grows through the mulch. It grows up through the mulch.
Okay. Yeah, I think we need to get an identification. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you said this is mostly in your beds, or is it also in your grass?
No, this vine I'm talking about is it either in my beds or it's like we have some lemon trees planted and some lime trees planted, and it grows up underneath that.
Okay.
And I had a gardenia tree that I had planted, and it would grow under that real bad. But the gardenia tree we lost, I guess I lost it to... partially lost it to a freeze 2 years ago, and then the heat we had last year, I guess, killed it because I lost it altogether. It was about 3 inches in diameter on the trunk of it, and I ended up pulling it up a month or so ago when I was cleaning up flower beds because it just completely died.
How are the plants around that area? You said the bed is about 6 years old. Is that what you said?
It's about 10 years old. We've been in the house,
and the plants are doing fine. The shrubs,
the roses do fine. The hibiscus until you get the cold weather that kills them. But they seem to do fine.
And mulching,
everything else I've got, what is the cannons that are in there, they you know, they come and go. They do fine. They're, you know, they need to be thinned out. I've got so many of those in there.
Yeah. So I know the pulling is kind of a hard thing.
Yeah, and just get an identification, and then we'll come up with a plan for you to eradicate over time. Because you shouldn't be constantly having this problem.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spend more time in the flower beds, and I've just gotten to where my back and legs don't let me do that.
Yeah. Well, get some pictures of the different weeds and send them to Home Show Garden Pros. If I can do it, you can do it. So homeshowgardenpros.com. And then listen next weekend, and we can go over what they are, and we answer your questions, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Sherry.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sandy and Sherry are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery up north off of Goslin Road. And we will return with your questions after this.
Embark on a gardening adventure at Nature's Way Resources. Discover hundreds of native plants. Find drought-tolerant, hardy options. Pair them with organic fertilizer and soil amendments. Nature's Way is 2 acres of beauty your whole family will enjoy, even the fur babies. Make your way to Nature's Way, a Home Show Garden Pro. Their experts are happy to help you get more from your gardening. Nature's Way Resources, off I-45 between the Woodlands and Conroe, at FM 1488 and online at Nature's Way Resources.
What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynan had Aquatex install his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Start planning ahead with your perennial flowers. A slight pruning will lead to loads of consistent May flowers. Now, back to loads of information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We were just pouty about taxes, but that's gone. April 15th is behind us. And today
Tomorrow's Earth Day.
Tomorrow's Earth. See happy things. So we celebrate. Now. Yes. That's right. Get out in the garden.
And today's 420. And if you know what that means.
I didn't.
It means the day before Earth Day.
Yeah, right.
Good save.
Earth Day Eve.
Yes, Earth Day Eve. Good save.
Okay, so we were talking about your lighting project.
Yes.
From Pierscapes. That's right. Pierscapes is a full-service landscape company with over 30 years' experience. Mm-hmm. So they are doing everything. They do an amazing job. They'll do everything from new landscape to a redesign or a refresh of your current landscape, so you don't even have to do an overhaul. Mm-hmm. They do hardscapes, paver, retention walls, fire pits. You got to get your fire pits for the fall fire season. Outdoor lighting, which you're getting done. Irrigation and drainage issues, which not just everybody should be working on irrigation.
You don't want someone just digging up your yard.
You need a licensed irrigator. They've been doing it for over 30 years. They actually offer, after they get all your beautiful landscape done and your sprinkler system and your drainage working, they have a quarterly maintenance plan that they can offer you. Yeah. And that means they'll be in your yard 4 times a year to get ahead of problems. So give Pierscapes a call. It's an easy number, 281-370-5060. Pierscapes. Go to pierscapes.com, pierscapes.com.
And, you know, I want to remind everybody that if you don't catch a name or a number, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and we have everybody listed there.
Yeah.
So Pierce,
give them a call. You know, a lot of landscapers, at least the good ones, are on a waiting list.
Yeah.
So you'll be added to the waiting list.
Yeah.
Get on there so that they can get out, get their eyes in your yard, come up with a plan. So that they can make your yard beautiful.
Yeah. Even if you're just thinking about it, that gives you time. You know, if you have to get on a list, gives you time, and it's going to be well worth it.
Absolutely.
Because curb appeal is so – I just smile every time I come up to my front yard because I'm really happy with what's taken me 12 years, you know, to create. So, and, of course, I've had lots of help from all of our Home Show Garden Pros, and it's so worth it. And having quarterly maintenance, mm-hmm. that's amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. And these are professionals at Purescape. So mm-hmm. it's not just somebody
right.
Coming to do that. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You know, I talked about the website, Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. You can also send in questions.
Mm-hmm. Which we get a lot of.
Which we get a lot of. And I'm going to combine a couple. But we have James and Gilbert who have both sent in questions about their lemon and lime trees mm-hmm. and feeding them. So, you know, here we are in April. Mm-hmm. And what do we need to be seeing on our lemon and lime trees? What do we need? Do we feed them now? Do we what do we do?
Well, if you haven't already fed them, I would, you know, definitely recommend on feeding them. I always recommend a granular and a liquid. Mm-hmm. And then what to be looking for is leaf miners. Leaf miners is probably the most common insects that you're going to find on citrus.
And what do we do about leaf miners?
There's different things that you can do. For example, we always talk about being proactive. We have a Nelson product called Buginator. Uh-huh. It's a fertilizer with a pesticide in it, and that will help, you know, prevent, keep it clean of insects, especially those pesky little leaf miners.
And it's safer on my lemon and lime trees? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So when you talk about feeding them with the granular and the liquid, like mm-hmm. specifically, do we have some that we love?
I mean,
I am throwing you a softball.
MicroLife has a citrus fertilizer, a 624. That one's really good. I'm trying to think. I really like the Color Star or the Color Star Plus.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's going to promote blooming. You have more blooms, you're going to have more citrus.
Yeah, they have a citrus granule.
Right.
Yeah. And then what about liquid? Do we use seaweed or?
I would, you could do seaweed, but if you want, you know, the blooms, push the blooms, I would do the maximum bloom. Oh. It's a 383.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maxi bloom.
I'm a big feeder, so
yeah. Yeah.
And I do all of the above.
Right.
Nice. I'll do the Nelson citrus. Yeah. I'll do the MicroLife. Yeah. Right. Diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't just use the same. I don't want to eat the same thing every time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then water everything in with seaweed and use the ocean harvest. You know, when you empty your seaweed, the next one just buy an ocean harvest.
Yeah.
And then the next one buy a maximum. Yeah. Diversify. You know, you don't have to buy all of them all at one time.
It's a great reminder.
Yeah.
But when you finish something, switch to another product.
Uh-huh.
And when you finish that, go back.
A good product, not just any product.
And I think it comes down to basically how successful do you want to be and how much do you want to spend? Mm-hmm. How great do you want your citrus to be? Mm-hmm. You know, you reap what you sow.
Right, right. Well, and investing up front is going to help over time.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen that for sure.
Well, I mean, it's just like with your health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can put some money into your preventative and mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. nutrition and you'll have less long-term problems.
Right.
Same thing with your plants.
I agree. 100%. Yeah.
Well, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. We love all of our sponsors. I mean, we have such great products that we can guide you to, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. for the health of your lawn and garden and for you, actually, because most of these products we talk about are, you know, they're safe around pets, people, and plants. So.
And you were talking about curb appeal before.
Yes.
So I pull up after work yesterday, and I have big tree limbs piled up on my sidewalk.
Oh, my.
My husband heard it was time to prune trees.
Oh.
So from Ed Dolphin.
Yeah, so he got after it.
Ed Dolphin's a board-certified arborist with the Woodlands Tree Experts. Mm-hmm. He's the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts with over 30 years' experience. Ed speaks to your trees.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as he's saying, the best time to prune your trees, get them, you know, shaped and get, you know, any low-lying branches, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. removed now and before any big storms, right?
Yeah.
And if you have any dead trees, we need to get those out too. But Ed Dolphin can come up to your house. He can see soil and fertilization issues that normal people wouldn't see.
Right.
Most normal people wouldn't notice these problems. He can see insect problems, pruning problems, all of the above. So give Ed a call at the Woodlands Tree Expert, 713-703-2701. You need to get expert eyes on your trees. They're the most important part of your landscape that, you know, the curb appeal Yeah. It's all about the trees.
Right. Yeah.
You know, houses with beautiful trees are more valuable than houses with nothing.
I can't imagine losing some of my big ones. You know? I mean, they're beautiful. And you say he speaks to them and they speak to him.
Yep.
He understands their language and what's going on.
Yep. So the woodlandstreeexperts.com for more information.
Great.
I would definitely recommend that people start doing that now, because I'd recommend the pruning before hurricane season.
And for safety issues.
And don't just have anybody do it, and don't just have anybody come and take a tree down. You know, maybe they just want to replace it.
Hack jobs.
Yeah. So Woodlands Tree Experts, we really suggest them. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Nobody would call you drab, tired, or dull. But how about your house? Over time, its colors fade, cracks grow. Unless you call Rudy's Quality Painting. Give your house new life, inside and out. Quality painting. From crown molding to baseboards and everything in between, including door refinishing. Rudy's Quality Painting professionals refresh and renew your home. Looks better. Feels better, too. More like you, right? Get started. Visit rudysqualitypainting.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. I hope you are filling up your garden with lots of luscious and gorgeous plants. And if you haven't, come on down. We've got plenty. We're here every day with plants and helpful suggestions for you. And speaking of helpful suggestions, I'm going to say, May the 4th be with you. Why? Because that date is the date of our sip and stroll, the 4th of May from 5 to 7 p.m. Meet the experts in the local horticultural businesses, with samples, by the way, and none other than the Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry and Sandy. So, May the 4th from 5 to 7. See you there. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, big or small, we have it all. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We love talkity talk. We were talking about talkity talk. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And what do you need to talkity talk to us about?
Yes.
Your lawn and garden.
There's lots of stuff to talk about in the lawn and garden right now. There's so much happening.
Exactly. And we have got Matt, who wants to talk to Isaac and Sherry. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good.
So, 2 weeks ago in the storm in Dickinson, I bought my house in November of last year, and it had some beautiful existing trees, one being a red oak in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Well, I lost a couple of big limbs in the storm. We had 80 to 100 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
And I had a company come out. Well, when I looked at the limbs that fell, there was some internal rot right in the center, so I knew that wasn't good. So I had an arborist come out, and he said it has to come down. And my question is first of all, what should I probably plant back, and can I plant back in that same spot, or will that southern root rot just take over whatever I plant there?
It's a tree to replace. Question.
Yeah, what I would recommend is probably not plant. You could plant near, but are they going to, I guess, remove that, and are they going to stump grind it, Matt?
Yes, sir. They're going to grind the stump and take all the debris out.
Okay. What I would recommend is, I think once you do the stump grinding, I would just get some good compost in there.
Yes, sir.
And I think that would really help. I would prefer to introduce, you know, some good microbes in there, build that soil up, the fertility. And I think you could safely plant in that hole as long as you, you know, remove the stump. And I think you'd remove a lot of that that rot, and then get the beneficial microbes back in there with the compost. And you can do some fertilizer with the beneficial microbes in there, and you can also do a liquid. Are you thinking about going back with the red oak? Or
I don't know. I really don't know what I'm going to go back with. I have another live oak back there, but that's the only other tree. And the arborist estimated the red oak to be about 50 years old, so I'm just sick over it. Because, I mean, it's big and beautiful and lots of shade, and I'll never live long enough to see another tree get that big.
Right. Well, there's several different trees. If I'm assuming you're looking for a shade tree.
I would prefer a shade tree or something that's, okay.
What are some options that would grow fast?
I mean, it's all, you know, kind of preference. A tree that would grow fast, sycamore. But then you've got to have, you know, a large area because they'll get quite large.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sycamores will
grow. It's a pretty big backyard, and I have no back neighbors.
Maple's a fast-growing tree, sycamores.
Yeah. But either way, I mean, I would plant, I would offset it a little bit. Like Isaac said, you could go right back in the hole, and that's fine. But if you do that, you know, they're going to grind out the stump, but they won't get 100% of it out. So just fertilize, fertilize a little bit more frequently the first year of that tree's life to speed up the decomposition of all that wood.
Right.
If that makes sense. Because if not, it'll rob the nitrogen from the tree.
Yeah, because I think it's about 50 to 1, the nitrogen that you need to break down that carbon.
Now, when we talk about compost, we love leaf mold compost from Nature's Way. And then when you say fertilize, Sherry, specifically, what would you suggest?
Just a high quality nitrogen, like the Nelson's Color Star would be fine. Okay. Or a good Turf Star lawn food around the base of it.
Well, I like the hybrid. It's 2005. The hybrid MicroLife because it's got more nitrogen.
So there's lots you can do.
Yeah.
Offset it a little bit if you can. Get a good tree going in there and just fertilize a little more frequently.
Sounds good. I appreciate the help.
All right. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Good luck. That is sad to lose the tree like that. But I'm glad he called. So we've got some solutions forward. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we so appreciate our listeners and we love our callers even more. So if you want us to love you more, you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. We've got a line of callers for you, Isaac, when we return after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some Azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add Azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's Azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Can't stand the heat? Don't grow the peppers. April is time to plant peppers, sweet or hot. If you like spicy and sweet, plant them at least 10 feet apart. They do cross-pollinate. Back to more hot gardening talk with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we were talking about dogs just a minute ago, just if you wanted to know what our conversation was. That's what it was. Home Show Garden Pros, you can call us at 281-833-3333. Calls are lining up like crazy. I always tell people they need to call early, early, but we'll get to you. So we've got Chris, Lemon, and Anthony. We'll get to you right after this.
Yeah, so April is a perfect time for planting. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And what we tell everybody, it's all about the soil.
It
and
is.
Landscaper's Pride makes that easy to get great soils for all your landscape jobs. So whether you're doing just a few pots, they have an amazing product called Pot Dirt. It's OMRI certified. It's got real high quality things like worm castings and coarse sand and vermiculite, and it's just a great potting soil. So it's called Pot Dirt. They also have their Gardener's Magics for all our vegetable gardeners.
Yep.
It's a just dump and plant. You don't have to do any mixing or measuring or calculating. And then they have their rose soil and their planting mix. That's my favorite thing to build beds out of. And then once you get everything planted, black velvet. It's the icing on the cake, right? Yes. That nice, rich, dark chocolate color. It's not truly black, but yeah, it's dark.
It's not dyed.
It's not dyed. It is aged to be dark. So find Landscaper's Pride on Facebook, Instagram, or landscaperspride.com. They have a great social media presence. Or you can go to Home Show Garden Pros for more information. But all the Home Show Garden Pro locations carry Landscaper's Pride because it's a great, right, high-quality crafted soil.
Yeah. Soil is what we talk about.
Yes. So, you got to have good soil to have good success.
Right. Exactly. So thank you, Landscaper's Pride. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Chris on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. How are you?
I'm okay. I got a little problem. I started a vegetable garden, and these little groups of bugs are showing up on my cucumbers and tomatoes. They're like orange body, long black legs, and they just hang out on there.
Yep.
I don't know what that is.
What you got, Isaac?
When did this start, Chris?
Just this morning. I went out there, and there's like a little gang of them, five or six of them, just hanging out on one of my tomatoes.
And they're clustered.
I pinched a couple of them off, and the rest of them disappeared.
But so, they're clustered together.
They're a little gang, yeah.
Yeah.
What I would recommend, as long as it's cooler, would be like a neem oil or like a horticulture oil.
Well, first tell them what they are. Do you know?
Yeah, what are they?
Okay, so they're leaf. They're the nymph stage of a leaf-footed bug, and as they grow up, they'll get. Have you seen a leaf-footed bug? We call them stink bugs.
Stink bug.
Yeah. Although it's not a true stink bug,
right?
Right. As they grow up, they'll get their armor, and once they get their armor, you can't. It's hard
to
use
a sword to kill them.
Exactly. So, like Isaac said, things like neem oil.
What are they going to do to my plants?
Oh, they'll. They'll suck the life out of your tomatoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and your cucumbers. Yeah. Yeah. They mess with your flowers.
I have enough tomatoes to share with my neighbors, but not those guys.
Yeah. That's really frustrating because they just ruin the fruit. They make it hard. Yeah. So get out there this morning, and if you can catch them, squish them, you can spray your plants with like what Isaac was saying, like a neem oil, but see if you can get a neem oil or a canola oil with a pyrethrin.
Yeah.
So Monterey makes a product called Takedown Garden Spray that works great on those. But once they get that armor, your only way to control them is manually removing.
Yeah. You could also do like a molasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So both of those. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck.
So the nymph stage of the leaf-footed bug looks just like an assassin bug.
Yeah.
And so when he said there's a gang of them hanging out, when things hang out in a herd, they're herbivores.
When things
are singular, they're carnivores. So carnivores would be a beneficial insect like an assassin bug. But if they're hanging out together, they're eating your plants. They're grazing on your plants.
No gangs. We don't like gangs.
No herds. We don't like the herds herd mentality there. Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
I love that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You too can learn about herds and gangs here on Home Show Garden Pros. And we are going to return with Lemon and Anthony after this.
Humanity came from the sea, or so they say. Who knew garden goodness could as well? Coast of Maine's sea-sourced resources like salmon, seaweed, lobsters, and mussels give your garden a boost of life. Start with organic compost-based soils, mulches, and fertilizers. As they say in Maine, it's wicked good. Give your garden high-quality inputs for the ultimate results. Ask for Coast of Maine at your favorite garden pro and learn more at coastofmaine.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Purescapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hey,
this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We have tons of things to look at, so come on out. Seasonal color like snapdragons, petunias, dianthus, perennials such as salvias, verbenas, and lantana. Lots of things blooming to color up your yard. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses. We have a great selection with more coming in every week. Fruit trees can be a rewarding gardening adventure in your yard. Come on out and see all the great varieties that are specifically chosen for our area. It's time to get your veggie garden growing. We have all the right varieties for this time of year. Come on out and take a look. It's about that time to start thinking about your lawn fertilization. Whether you're going synthetic or organic, we have all the right choices for your yard. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy and Fulcher. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood and Sugarland. Come on out and see us. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Joey. We love Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Charlie and I were down there last weekend, mm-hmm. and they are always so busy, just like all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Beautiful location. So go and enjoy. Take a tour of all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So we have got a line of calls for you, Mr. Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. Lemon, good morning, Lemon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're good. What do you have for Isaac?
Well, I spoke to someone else last week.
Yes,
Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think I spoke with him. It's all about the St. Augustine, and I got some good answers from them last week because I've been in business ever since 1989 for about 24 years.
I remember you saying this.
Yeah, and I have 127 clients, and a lot of them are elderly clients. And all of they St. Augustine, you know how it look right now. Some of it is just completely dead. They got weeds everywhere. And there, a lot of them is replacing the sod, and that's really expensive. And I want to figure out a way, if there's a way for me to be able to help them without replacing their whole lawn with this new sod. Because they're going to come up with the same problem again. You know,
it's right.
Like after a couple of years, it happens over and over again. And I'm trying to figure out what I can do to stop that from happening. And also, I have a lot of yards that have a lot of clovers. The clovers took over some of the people's backyards, and I'm just trying to figure out what do I need to do to help my clients.
So, Lemon, you've got 100 and something clients, so they all may be having different issues, right. But what is some general guidelines that we can help him, what can he do for the soil?
Step one, I would aerate.
Okay, aerate.
So buy an aeration machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then offer the service.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would do that. Do some, granular humates. The Humate Plus is a great product. Also, the hybrid from MicroLife. That's Nutrilene Plus humates. You get the beneficial microbes in there. I would also recommend a liquid application of like a Humate Plus, the seaweed. Ocean Harvest, you want to get the vitamins and minerals in there. You want to build up the soil, and I think this over a period of time, you can correct a lot of these issues. The clover, that's a nitrogen deficiency, so I would do maybe a liquid higher in nitrogen. The Ocean Harvest is a great product, and then you want to do a granular fertilizer. And again, if it's a clover issue, I would recommend the hybrid. That's a 2005. That's a MicroLife product.
2005, okay.
I think if you change what you're putting on the ground,
right.
That will help soften the soils.
Mm-hmm.
Like Isaac said, the MicroLife products are great because they're soil building.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can build the soil, then you'll have grass be more successful and your customers will be happier.
So is this like where you can get it in bulk or something like on the trailer with like mulch, or is it all bags?
Yeah, it'll be bags, but we can hook you up with the people at MicroLife so that you can go pick it up.
Right.
What since you're a business?
What area are you mostly in, Lemon?
Katy.
Okay.
Yep. So we can hook you up with the MicroLife people, and you could drive over. They're just in the Heights. Pick up the fertilizer and get going with your business.
So hopefully you can recover some of that St. Augustine without replacing it.
Yes.
So work on the soil. That's what we really talk about.
And MicroLife can help you. They have some great information they can give you. They have like little bookmarks where it has the schedule that you can follow and also give to your customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So hopefully.
Okay, and one last question. Now, a lot of my elderly customers want some fruit trees and stuff in their backyard garden. And the backyard garden, a lot of them is completely tore up. So I'm going to have to take all the grass out of it and start it over. And what do I start it over with? No bedding mix. What do I use for fruit trees?
For fruit trees? Mm-hmm. I like a rose mix. Would be good.
Okay.
Like a leaf mold compost, something like that.
Yeah, just get that soil good and plant those fruit trees. How fun. Well, thanks for the call, Lemon, and keep us posted. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. When we return, we'll talk with Anthony after this.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
I'm here to ensure that your trees are healthy, safe, and thriving. That all begins with your soil. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the owner of the Woodlands Tree Experts. Let me take a comprehensive look at your entire landscape, and let's talk about what's best, not only for your trees, but for your shrubs, turf, and soil. When the soil is healthy, your trees and landscape are healthy too. Trust the Woodlands Tree Experts to keep your trees healthy and safe. Contact us at thewoodlandstreeexperts.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We have so much to talk about. And Sherry, we've got lovely plants we all want to put out in our gardens.
Yeah, and it's time to plant, right? Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to decide what to plant. Well, Magnolia Gardens has made this easy. They have a whole line of plants called Plants for Texas. They're tested in Texas. Magnolia Gardens been doing business for 45 years on 160 acres in Waller, and they have a tissue culture lab. Mm-hmm. So this is like real high level stuff, but they have been testing and trialing plants to pick the best ones for their line of Plants for Texas for you to have success. Mm-hmm. Green Thumbs Optional is their little slogan. So you'll have success with these plants because they can take our crazy Texas weather. And we've always had crazy Texas weather. So
that's right.
We get the hottest hot and the coldest colds. And these are tried and true varieties. They have over 40 seasonal varieties. So you can go to plantsfortexas.com and get a list of all the plants that they offer. Now, that doesn't mean that they're always available, but mm-hmm. you can at least start looking for them. You go to homeshowgardenpros.com, look at the list of Home Show Garden Pro locations, mm-hmm. call them, ask them what Plants for Texas they have, or just go visit them and look for the Texas-shaped tags or the Texas on the pot. Mm-hmm. And then you'll know these are Plants for Texas.
Right.
So you'll have good success with these. So go to plantsfortexas.com or homeshowgardenpros.com for more information.
A great place to start with replacements.
Yes.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. We've got Anthony on the line. Anthony, good morning. What do you have for Isaac?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I got two problems. One is I recently had a new tree planted in my daughter's yard, and for some reason she didn't water enough, and it looked like the leaves are turning brownish.
Okay.
So the other day I went out and I put some organic compost around it, thinking or hoping that would help recover it.
Mm-hmm.
None of the branches are the branches are still alive, I guess. They're still bendable but not breakable.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I need to do other than water and compost?
Yeah, I would recommend some super seaweed. It might be into shock. What kind of tree is it?
It's a oak.
Do you know what kind of oak?
Live oak.
Okay. Yeah. No, if she didn't water it enough, it probably went into shock. Yeah. And I would recommend the super seaweed and just water it regularly.
Yeah, that'll stimulate some root growth and get some recovery.
Yeah.
The putting down the compost, would that help any?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Taking care of that soil. Good.
I've become a proponent of compost. I mean,
I know.
I put it in. Yeah. Put it down in some areas, and it's just helping my St. Augustine grow.
I would go ahead.
Also in this yard, due to the drought and the cold and everything, her St. Augustine has died and weeds are popping up. Do I put down the compost, then weed and feed, or weed and feed and then compost?
Or both? I would recommend aerating and then the compost.
Okay.
Do you see any St. Augustine, any trails of the...
Yeah, there's patches of it. Okay. There's some of the runners are there, but they're, you know, with the soil being as compact, they're not taking in, they're not rooting.
I would do the aerating, I would do a Humate Plus, and like a liquid ocean harvest.
Yeah, and I would forego the weed and feed.
Yes,
because that will just re-harden your soil.
Right.
So aerate, compost... And seaweed or organic fertilizer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Awesome,
thanks
Anthony. Thanks for the call.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.